I'm going to be honest. This game just kind of stunk. I mean, Garden City really played well for about 30 minutes of the contest. And for the game to end on such a sour note really isn't something you would have expected if you watched the first 20 minutes of the game. Garden City fell to Hutchinson 96-78 on Wednesday to close up their regular season. Garden City knew its odds to be able to move up to fifth in the conference were going to be hard. They would have needed a Northwest Tech loss and a win for themselves to get it. And against the Hutchinson team, who dominated them the first time around, they found a way to pull away late in the second half. Ultimately, Garden City wasn't strong enough down low. Dre Weathers went off for a season-best 27 points, while Garden City's forwards in Thomas Toot and Charles Jukwu just didn't have the same impact that they looked like they were going to have throughout the first half in the final 10 minutes. Obviously, the three free throws after Rusty Elmore's double technical late on in the second half gave Hutchinson a huge boost and allowed them to pull away, but Garden City never really seemed to be able to respond after that, being outscored 28-14 after Coach Elmore's ejection. The last 10 minutes at Conestoga Arena on Wednesday turned what I thought was a very good defensive-minded end of the season for Garden City on its head and leaves the Bronkbusters with more questions than answers heading into their round one matchup. Final score from Conestoga Arena, number 16, Hutchinson 96, and Garden City 78. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.